Yeah. Why aren't you pissed
yeah,
me off
you have
more?
Such a good idea what good content is. How come you only uploaded 5 times last year?
Maybe because I'm disabled. Oh. What do you want?
Help.
Welcome back to URL. I am your host, Courtney Miller. This is a show all about the internet. URL today stands for You're Really Long. Because I'm talking about my guest today, who is Ted Nifisin. Ted Nifisin, you're looking real locked
in. I'm locked in right now. I'm locked in. And I've been holding this face for that whole intro, and I was starting to get a little shaky in my face.
Oh, no. Shaky in your face?
Yeah, like, well, every muscle is activated right now.
It's giving Jennifer Coolidge.
I'm locked in right now.
I'm locked in.
I'm absolutely locked
in. Ted Nifisin is absolutely locked in.
I'm so excited to be here with Courtney Miller.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being on my show.
Yeah, it's whatever.
I'm really happy that
you basically begged me to be here.
Yeah, you found the set. You managed to get here only 20 minutes late. Love that for you.
Wow. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, no. Yeah, yes. But we are matching. I almost knocked you fully over.
I almost knocked you fully back.
And that was only 1% of my strength, by the way.
Whoa, we're at 1% power right
now?
Yeah,
we're marooned up, though, right now.
You're at a 90-degree angle the way your knee is bent. If you straighten right now, I would fly back.
Goodbye.
I would fly back.
Yeah, no, we walked in. Well, you said that you were going to wear an outfit that was like what I would wear.
Yes, I was like, I kind of want to dress like Ted today. I was gonna do loafers and like the baggy pants
Rock
and like
on.
You kind of do these like crop different t-shirts.
Yeah,
lately.
I do a crop shirt. I'm wearing the black shirt today because whenever I'm on a set with a call sheet, I'm always all the lights. You can see the sweat coming right through.
You sweaty guy.
Oh, so sweaty.
Yes, is that? And I know you've talked about
that. That's a callback. To when I went on Anthony's.
Yeah, spent a day with you. Talked about how your meds make you sweat.
Yeah, and I think they added squishy sounds to when I was showing my armpits, which was you responsible for that? Yeah.
I would never do that to you.
You know, I had a feeling.
It was funny, guy, too.
It was funny.
Squishy sounds are kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I decided not to wear loafers, but I ended up matching you even more with these,
I know,
like,
yeah.
Shoes.
I was like, and what's funny, too, you know, that was the 20 minutes, was me figuring out what shoes to wear. And because I was going to walk, I had brown loafers, and then I saw these, and I was like, I haven't worn those in a while. That's a good move. So I made an active choice to switch into those, and now we're matchy-matchy, which is exciting.
Look at us. And they match your pants nicely. They have, like, some hints of maroon in the stripes
and
stuff.
Thank you.
You've had, like, a fashion journey, I feel like, in the last several months, right?
Yeah, like, the last, like, I don't know, I guess the last calendar year, I suppose, I've been trying.
Yeah,
I've been a tryhard.
You're not a tryhard. It's giving effortless.
Oh, okay.
It's giving effortless.
Well,
you're doing great.
Thank you.
Do you like get inspiration online at all? Like, where do you get inspo to dress good?
I had a period where it was like my whole TikTok was just like, here's the top 5 brands that you should be looking out for in 2024 or whatever.
Oh.
And I did that for a bit, and then now, like, 70% of my wardrobe is just one company. I just ended up liking a lot.
I get that.
And it's honestly, it opened up a whole new area of financial illiteracy that I could explore.
Oh.
And that's been, you know, that's been really, really good for my
wallet.
You've
been spanking the old credit card,
yeah,
haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I've been spanking it. Yeah. I've been spanking it like a hog.
Do you remember how fashion for guys on social media used to be? Like how bad it used to be?
What did it used to be?
I remember Instagram, like, men's fashion for the longest time, literally until the last few years. It was garbage. Like,
yeah.
I felt bad for men because if you were to search men's fashion on Instagram to try and get some inspo,
yeah.
It was buff guys in the tightest jeans.
Oh, no, yeah. The Andrew Tate look.
Yeah, but, like, times 5. Like,
It's like, this is where Andrew Tate was getting his info from, where it's like buff guys in like the tight, long line tee. Yeah. Remember the long line tees that was like long and like shaped like a U?
Oh, no. Yeah, I do remember that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
God.
I actually like love that men's fashion on social media has like gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it was like, I think there was a period there where it looked like every man in men's fashion looked like they're like they paid taxes in Dubai and they don't know what consent means.
Yeah, it's like, yes, literally. Oh my God. Literally swinging between that and then like being in a 2010s like alternative band.
Yeah, or like they're frequently going to Imagine Dragons concerts.
Yes, yes, yeah. Very that. No, and you're not giving that today.
Oh yeah, look at that. Oh man. Oh, the ripped jeans. Oh,
those shoes should go to jail.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you for looking that up, Mike. Oh God. Oh. It was just so bad. Like
shout out to this guy too.
Yeah, poor guy. I'm so sorry. What's that? What do you call that pose? Ken doll mid fall?
That's like Yeah, or like for like realize the moment you realize you forgot your keys, like oh,
that's good.
Yeah,
I like that we're looking stuff up online. It reminds me of when we were on your Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
This is nice. It's nice to have a little TV there too.
It is nice.
And back then, I also saw the style and I was like, maybe someday I'll be like that. In hindsight, would never have wished that upon myself, and I'm glad that I missed the boat on it. But it was like. The man bun specific era.
You considered a man bun?
No, I didn't consider a man bun. I didn't have the faculties to even engage in it. Because when this was popular, I was in like early high school or something. Mm-hmm. But it was like the tight jeans, the chukkas, the, you know, flannels up the wazoo.
Yeah, flannels were personality.
Real thick glasses, essentially Rhett.
Yeah, Rhett McLaughlin Core. You're right.
Love him to death.
Love him to death.
Love him to death.
You know, if there's anybody who can pull it off.
I mean, he does pull it off, though. I think there were many that did not. But it was all encapsulated, and the bow on it was the wide-brim canvas hat.
Yeah.
You know, like something out of the Yellowstone Park Ranger, know, that shit. And it's like, yeah.
I just Farmer's thought of the market. Mask. You know the mask? Jim Carrey?
Yes.
The brim hats and the zoot suits.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have those? Why don't we have zoot suits?
We gotta bring those back. We gotta start dressing like when you see one of those videos on TikTok where they colorize 1940s stuff and they've got all those pants that are up to their, you know, their belly button.
Yes.
Past the belly button sometimes.
I love high-waisted pants on men. I actually think it's very good looking.
I think that looks so good. And I've been, you know, I need to get a suit that matches the vibe that I dress like now, because the suits that I have are like very skinny fitting suits that are of a specific era. And now when I put them on, I'm like, I'm like a totally different person.
Yeah,
when
you're
I
a different
wear this.
Guy. It's hard. It's hard because like a suit really won't fit you right unless it's specifically tailored to you.
Yeah.
And you have to have what vibe you want in mind, and like texture will have a lot of that, I'm sure, because like you could like the flowy and the way clothes hang on you is like that's ideal, my guy.
I know, I like this so much more than what I used to wear, because it's like, you know, you can, it also, I could get away with my weight fluctuations now too. When I get a wide legged pant thing,
where you start gaining weight in your legs first? I don't know. That was a really inappropriate question.
You know,
I get it in my knees.
In your knees? No, interesting.
Kidding. For me, it's my face and ass first.
Yeah, I get it in my face for sure. I get it under, like, right under here, my little dewlap.
You have such a strong jaw, though. I feel like it takes a while for it to show. You. I'm just complimenting the hell out of this guy.
I know. I'm getting hyped up.
Time
right
to knock
now.
You back down a few pegs.
Yeah, knock me down a peg.
Yeah, so this is called Discover Page Cave.
Oh, is this where I take up my
No,
phone?
No, it's not. Put it away.
Oh, okay.
This is a different one. Yeah, that one's called something else.
Oh, okay.
This is Discover Page Game.
Discover Page Game.
And I'm going to rapid fire list off internet terms, and you have to say something in response to each thing.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel about it. All right, are you ready?
All right.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Correct. Hope core. Good. Mouth tape guy.
We got to do at least 10,000.
Have you ever done mouth tape?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good to know. Morning shed.
Bzzz. I don't know.
Is that you like
buzzing off or just morning?
Buzz it off.
Morning shed. Morning shed.
Morning shed.
Foreskin.
That's good. The group chat.
Jessica.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. 99% accuracy.
1% inaccuracy.
There you go. Ooh, e-i-e. Good job. Mewtwo build.
Fat ass.
Upper bluff.
What was it?
Upper bluff.
Shit. Lower bluff.
Honestly, close.
Really?
There is a lower bluff. It's like an eye surgery.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is just like plastic surgery thing?
So a couple of these are just like what I get on TikTok, which is like body modding and like looks maxing and stuff.
Okay, cool.
The morning shed is like where people like, well, they'll do a sleeping
shed
mask.
Their foreskin.
They'll do the, not the, they will not, you don't shed your foreskin, right?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Every morning?
Somebody does it for you.
Somebody does it for you. You did really good. You're online. It's, okay. It appears you are online.
There's no more. I was ready to keep going.
I know. That was a cute, quick little list, huh? Do you have any you want to trust me with?
This is a call and repeat. La-la-la-lava.
Is this Minecraft movie? I haven't seen it yet.
Jeez.
Oh my God, Nicole was so disappointed in me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it would have been the response of a chicken.
This is coming out in like June or July, so I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, chicken jockey, flint and steel.
Amanda saw him walking on the street in full tie dye yesterday. Jack Black.
That's not surprising at all. Jack Black, if any celebrity exists that would be a full tie dye and wait, pants too?
Like shorts and t-shirt. She took a picture of him on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Full,
I mean,
tie-dye.
Dude's an absolute tie-dye rocker for sure.
Yeah, he is.
He's the number one tie-dye wearer I would not be surprised at all at in Hollywood.
His beard is basically tie-dye.
The only person that would come in second would probably be, oh, man. That's bad that I'm forgetting his name right now because it was in my head. Happy Gilmore?
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Andy Sandler.
Yeah, Adam Sandler would be the next I'd expect to wear a tie-dye shirt for sure.
Ted, can I show you some TikToks?
You can, and I'd love to see these TikToks.
I curated a For You page for you.
Okay.
Just for you, from my likes.
Okay. They better be funny. I love this guy. This guy's great.
He's literally like you if they would just like put you to the left.
Excuse me?
If I
put me to the left? The left of what?
If you just got moved to the left a little
bit. If I got just moved a little bit to the left.
Do you know him?
I like him. Yeah, I like him. He did the Dirt Man song.
You guys should work together. Make a duo video because you guys look like each other but move to the left.
Yeah, I could put on my cowboy fits and stuff.
Good.
Hey, so check out my new lower prices on Kelly's one-of-a-kind mink. bigcartel.com as I am trying to get rid of some of my old inventory so I can get some new stuff up there.
She's got to clear out her inventory. She's got more ideas that she needs to make. That's incredible. I like that.
I love taxidermy
stuff.
That
was like a weasel.
Do you ever Google ugly taxidermy?
No, but I feel like I should now. I have one taxidermy.
You have one? What is it?
Well, I guess it doesn't really count as like what people think of when you say taxidermy, but it's a piranha. It's a piranha in a little glass case. That's a taxidermy,
that's
right?
It's taxidermy. It was once real.
It's a preserved animal that was once previously alive.
Yeah, there you go. That's that.
Yeah.
Okay, I got more.
But it's not as cool as that.
This is a canonical character that people talk about.
Okay.
Wapeach. The peach version of Waluigi and Wario. Wapeach.
That's real?
No.
Oh.
That's real? No.
This is podcastception too, right here. We're watching a podcast moment within a podcast kind of podcast show.
Showcast. I think it'll be available as a podcast as well.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Wow. Hello, listeners on Spotify and Apple Music everywhere that you can listen to a Spotify.
You get to listen to URL in two different ways on the holiday.
Listen up, listeners. It's the holiday. Yeah, that's all I had there.
That's good.
We got a little gremlin dog.
Oh,
dude.
None of the khakis ever fit me. Because I was really tall.
Well, now this is superception. This is smosception right here.
I just figured this is a clip that you should know
None
about.
Of the khakis is it ever really? Fit me.
Yeah.
Because I was really tall.
And you got that fat ass.
No, I was tall.
So funny enough, I actually have seen this clip. I do get a good amount of Smosh clips.
Really?
I get a lot of Smosh clips. I get a lot of, I think I get specifically Spencer-centered TikTok clips. Whoa. Because a lot of them are like just something little funny thing he said. And then all the comments are like, Spencer.
Whoa.
They love him.
That
they love
like,
him.
That seems like you like it too, if that's what you keep getting.
Well, I mean, I'm watching them all the way through. If that tells you something, I'm watching them all the way through.
Look, me too.
Papa.
My daughter.
Oh, Papa.
Did you ever watch Speed Racer?
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I... My daughter.
Wait, Papa, can we watch my
that?
Daughter.
Can we get that again? I want to see that again. That's funny.
Papa.
My daughter. Oh.
That's unedited?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Dude, Speed Racer's editing was crazy. That was my first anime.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, this one's really important to me, Ted.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
My face one.
This is the power of editing.
I know, dude. Dude, now imagine 6 years of this, but it's me and Shane, and we weren't even dating yet.
Wow. How long were you guys... Did you guys know each other before you dated that you were getting...
We were getting shipped since, like, our first videos together.
Really?
And it's partially my fault because we were on a live stream, and, like, as a bit, I called him Babe. Because, like, I was just wow. weird. I was like, go ahead, babe. And all the fans
Providence.
Were like, dating? Oh! And that's where it all began.
Yeah. Wow. Do you, you know, how much, do you think that, like, activity online, like, maybe like legitimized us? The possibility of it in your heads at all?
No. I mean, it made it weird. It definitely made it weird. But, like... The internet, like, you have to understand.
People, so, like, when you first started dating, was it like, this is quite crazy? Because people have already been talking about this.
I mean, there was, like, fan fictions that were graphic and smutty and, like, weirdly knew how I smelled. It was
Wait,
just,
like, they were accurate in how you smelled? Like,
yeah.
Were you reading them and you were like, how did they know that?
How did they know I used vanilla lotion?
It's a popular scent.
Yeah, it's very, you know, yeah, that's fair.
Vanilla's popular.
Did I make you laugh out loud?
Dad, no!
I stopped laughing. I stopped. Guess who's the laugher now? Me! I'm the laugher! I'm the laughing laugher!
What the fuck?
I think we haunted the TV.
Yeah, you broke the TV.
That's probably enough anyway. A lot of this was really deep fried. Did you ever watch Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I never watched... The Diary of the Wimpy Kid movies, but then
that was crazy.
And then I went to a Halloween movie last year, and I just there was like a group of people taking a photo, and then I was just like, they were like, get in the photo, and I was like, okay. So I got in the photo, and then it got posted later, and it was like, I was in like, and then this person posted on their Instagram page, so it was the guy who played the kid. Greg Gaffley.
Zachary Gordon, I
Zachary,
think.
Zachary, yeah. Zachary Gordon. So I'm on his Instagram in this group photo, but I didn't know that that's who he was.
Oh my God.
I was just
awesome.
Like, there's a group of people taking a photo. I'll just, you know, I've had a couple of drinks of me. I'm like, ah.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So it's funny because the comments.
They're like, oh, wild Ted?
Well, yeah. Yeah. They're like, Ted Nivison, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Which is always funny when that happens where you just show up in a place of like with. Other creators or just people that you like I guess have never been seen with before publicly or something like that
yeah.
And people like are beside themselves about the fact that you could possibly be in the same room as the person.
There's like a photo where, like, I posted like a heartfelt VidCon post where it's like me and like a fan is like hugging me, uh-huh. and Eugenia Cooney is just walking past in the background in a Pokemon costume.
Oh, really?
Full Pikachu just walking by. People are like, "Who's that? Oh, that's that YouTuber." And it's like, that's, she's forever on my Instagram now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's the story.
So that's what I have to say.
We should look at your For You page.
Yes.
This segment is called Just For You. I'm really honored that you're showing me your For You page. It's actually very special that you're showing me your For You page. It's like we're looking under the hood a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, let's see what we got. One perk of living at home is being able to open the fridge and eat raspberries if they're going out of fashion. Yeah, okay, so.
That's so cool.
It took me 2 days. Come here. It took me 2 days to figure out what the name of this refrigerator is called, where it is located, where can I possibly
attain them? Do you like refrigerators?
Because we
go into a recession. Can you buy me this engagement ring?
This is what I mean. This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about.
Capitalism. POV, you come home from mining, but you're playing with the Mega Builder. That doesn't look that aesthetically pleasing, but.
Well, this guy's, he's I don't know what this is. Oh, he's like, he's setting up like a design.
You should see my brother, my brother. He's really good at Minecraft, and he builds like in crazy, like really big.
So he's a mega builder.
He's a mega builder with style though. Like he built like an entire dojo castle. Like it's huge.
Whoa, a dojo castle. Not just a dojo or a castle,
and guess what?
A dojo castle.
And guess what? Not in creative mode.
That's the more impressive ones for sure.
I agree.
One of the Minecraft folks that I know, Philza, he's known for doing the hardcore worlds, and he'll build some pretty impressive stuff in the hardcore, so you never die.
Never?
Or the world gets deleted.
That's right. That's insane. Okay. Hiccup.
Assuming everything is, I'm still standing.
Man, I wonder how long he's working on that voice.
Minute, okay? He's actually slaying it. Have you been getting stuff of this guy?
This is the
Orlando?
First time seeing of this guy. My For You page is messed up. I feel like I have some really good shit to show, and none of it's showing up on here.
Yeah, that's what they like all say.
Okay, Japan trip stuff. That's fun.
Before I knew it, this is another sneak preview from my Anne Frank Afro-Latin hip-hop musical Slam Frank. Here we go.
Now this is up my alley.
Slam Frank.
What's he gonna say?
I don't know. What are the lyrics?
So this is like a Lin-Manuel Miranda musical about Anne Frank.
Wait, I need to hear how he described it again. Ready?
This is another sneak preview from my Anne Frank Afro-Latin hip-hop musical Slam
Afro-Latin hip-hop musical
Afro-Latin
about Anne Frank.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think I've officially seen something new today.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you guys each have a favorite cookbook? Shut up.
Benny Blanco. He's in the news.
He is in the news. My thoughts. This is something
I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna be like.
And you're gonna go through and you're gonna see the lamps.
Toucan lamp. Nice.
You like a lamp?
That one probably would bother me because of the little legs. What's that? That's kind of cool. I like that.
That's okay. That one you can get on Amazon though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not a fan. Like black. Whoops. Wait. Was that it?
No, there was more. I hate when that happens.
And you accidentally scroll.
And just start over. Trying to talk to each other at eye level. Us.
Oh, because I'm so fucking tall. I wasn't getting it for a bit there. My dog realizing my boyfriend is still asleep and he needs to wake him up immediately. This audio I fucking hate. Yeah, no, I gotta go. This has been a very... This has been all over the place.
The Uncanny Valley theory suggests there was an evolutionary reason that humans should fear not quite human figures.
Yeah, I've heard this fucking shit all the time, and now they're just showing weird photos of Neanderthals and
shit. AI.
It's just like a monkey making a funny face, and they're like, that's terrifying.
I think I've seen enough. That was a lot.
Well, I want to show you good shit.
Oh, you want to show me the likes. Remember,
I want to show you my reposts. Look at this shit. You gotta scroll through.
Wow. Oh my god, I saw you reposted this. It's an old buddy's outing. Oh my god, yeah, it is such a vibe. That's me! Ted, this is us.
Look at him. He's got a little...
What a beautiful life.
Yeah, what else do I have? This is the shit that I'm like, I want always showing up on my For You page.
Do you ever use the not interested button?
No, I don't actually. I should, though.
Yeah. I hope that someday.
Oh, you reposted yourself.
Just promos.
Right. Oh, that was a couple of them in a row.
What?
Swimming in the lake. Winter time is amazing. Cold weather for strongman, no problem. Swimming in the lake.
These only give you joy?
We love him. We love him. This is me and Shane's. Tersnarts.
I'll tell you what we should look at. What I was sharing with Shane where it was...
Oh, yeah. By the way, you sent Shane a TikTok at 3:45 in the morning.
And?
Where were you?
In my bed.
Why were you sleeping? I need to pick your brain on YouTuber sleeping hours.
This is... I was having a blast.
Okay, this text says the tragic story of Mike Dalhousie.
Yeah, the tragic story of Mike Dalhousie.
Oh, yes.
The only food source consisted of spiders that crawled into his mouth off the walls of the cave. Floating hopelessly, days turned into weeks, weeks into months, and months into years. Until eventually, he got to day 4,998. He began to contemplate hopelessly. Until on day 4,999, he made a chilling discovery that he had to log in his notebook.
After 5,000...
Then, his shallow breaths began to flurry. And his heart came to a devastating halt. He was pronounced dead on day 5,000, 5 minutes before
he was eating spiders.
Rescuers.
He was eating. These are real caving stories.
Bloated body.
This is not real.
These are real caving. Okay, these are real caving stories.
Do you realize what happens
to
your body when it's wet for a really long time?
You get soggy. I don't know, dude. Look at this. This is real.
He swam through the treacherous tunnels of Sharkbite Cove until a raging current tossed him into an unexplored passageway.
Can you imagine that happening to you?
The ongoing commotion attracted a large shark to his position.
Bite out of him.
Luckily, he was only given a warning
bite
for being thrown around by the current once more.
He's getting thrown around by the current.
He managed to swim out.
He got out.
Before a boulder pushed him back into the
area. He got hit by
area.
A boulder.
He was flattened by the impossible weight of the boulder.
Of the boulder.
Luckily, he survived.
Of the boulder.
We have to stop.
Okay. Fine.
Okay,
fine. You better be including the boulder shit, though.
Oh, why did you coil?
I just felt like you were kind of a hater about my For You page.
Okay, so first of all, what you were showing me was not your For You page. That was...
Well, yeah, because sometimes TikTok doesn't know me. And so I needed to show you what was really for me.
Change your posture, please.
Why?
Come back.
Why?
Hey, listen. I... I loved what you showed me, dude. I did. But you have to know, much like the greatest freak out videos, those were not real.
They were real.
How would any scientist or archaeologist it or was, paleontologist. Okay,
so the last one, the Shark Bite Cove one, that was in 1987.
Shit
was
87? Bite of 87?
Shit was crazy in the 87. You know that the Bite of 87 happened then, and so did Shark Bite Cove, where he was given a warning bite by the shark, and then he got thrown around by the rapids, and then he got hit by a boulder, and he was crushed under the weight of the boulder. I don't get why you're, like, not with it. Greatest freak out? That's real.
Oh, my God,
Ted. Why would it be that? Okay, why would they be calling it the greatest freak out if it was not the greatest freak out, the greatest real freak out that ever existed? No one would. What, are they going to lie?
We have much to learn about the internet, son, brother.
Oh.
But I think it was just the fact that it's an AI voice.
I feel like what you just said, you should say that to yourself.
Whoa. Look at this man. He's on his own show now. I'm so sorry.
I'm pissed at
Listen,
you.
Listen, I love you.
Because the custom contents, that's how you get to my soul. Go through my reposts, and other than my promos for my own podcast, that's where you find my soul.
Ted, I'm sorry. You're right, because I feel it is a love language.
I don't know
language.
If you are sorry. I feel like you're trying to save the episode.
Me, and now you're interrupting me, and now what do you want to do?
Why don't you piss me off more?
Yeah, you have such a good idea what good content is. How come you only uploaded 5 times last year?
Maybe because I'm disabled.
Oh.
Which would, by logic, which apparently we're not using on this show, that you would be ableist.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
Way to take a slug at my neurodivergency, Courtney.
Holy shit, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ted.
What? What do you want?
Help. Ted, that was crazy.
It's fun because I've made a specific choice to be antagonistic after really the TikTok good. Thing.
Yes.
And it's totally changed the vibe of the show.
Yes, it has.
Point.
And your improv classes are coming through.
Thank
they
you.
They really are.
Thank you. And?
And I really did enjoy your For You page. It was a hot mess.
Mm.
You're making us cut some that were shown, which is fair.
Yeah.
But
well,
the
some
cosplay,
were lame too. Some were lame too. Like, I
some
mean,
were lame.
There's, I don't know why TikTok was like, you'd really like to see Hiccup at Universal.
I think everybody should see Hiccup at Universal.
I just wonder how long that guy was working on that voice to sound like he's kind of got like something in the left of his throat.
Well, that's the actor that he was impersonating, a voice actor.
My name's Hiccup.
Hi, Hiccup, I guess.
I am just really a fan of dragons.
Okay. All right.
And my girlfriend can beat me up. I'm kind of scared of her, but also I kind of like it.
That's Hiccup.
That's really good. Have you seen the movies?
Yeah, I've seen them.
I love the second one. That one is in my top 10.
Why?
Because it's a good.
But what about it? It was like specifically the second one?
Shut up, cinephile. I need to talk. We need to talk about you.
It's your claim.
I like it. I like
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Hey, I won't question anything.
No, and normally when I look at a For You page of someone on this show, I try and give like a diagnosis of like what type of TikTok they're on. And yours was so all over the place. I honestly think you need to be studied.
Yeah.
So I do think you need to be studied. No. You've claimed what you've claimed on this show.
Mm.
You know?
I feel like because I'll tell you. If I had shown up here the day after I discovered those caving videos, that was like every single one.
Of your For You page?
And Shane can tell you too, because he watched one of those and then he started sending me more and he was like, this is my entire For You page right now. You watch one of those, the For You page is like, oh, they need to know.
That's insane. It's good.
It's knowledge.
And I like what you showed me. You like a vibe. You like a story.
A story, that's interesting. There seems to be sort of like a fictitious nature
no,
about that word usage.
No, stories are true.
Stories are true, especially those stories.
Okay, Ted. So, okay, I actually do want to talk about last year and the videos that you put out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I started the year with the Barbie movie video.
Yeah, and that video was for the girls. Let's just say, I think that video could earn one an allyship card for the girls.
Really? You think so?
Yes. The girlies on TikTok, they cannot express enough how important those Barbie movies are
yeah.
to the lore. So you doing that deep dive and bringing it to the mainstream in the level that you did was very
charitable. Very proud of that video. That video took me, I actually started that video in May of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Like I watched all of them and then it was like, then the Margaritaville thing happened and then there was like the writer's strikes and there was a whole thing about how you can't post anything about any movie.
Yeah, it was tough.
And
it,
this one involved, and you know, that involved the Barbie movie.
It
which
involved
was
a movie or two, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, I couldn't really touch the video.
Mm-hmm.
It was, well, I could have finished the video during the time of the writer's strike, but I just didn't.
Just
I didn't.
Wouldn't have looked great,
well,
maybe.
No, I could have had it done, though, and then post it when it was like, the strike was over. But I just didn't work on it. And so, you know, that was the beginning of 2024, was just finishing that video. And then I think it was just like, I don't know. I think I was just in a, I had like a year long like rut. It's really all it was. Because usually,
really?
You know, my usual pace, which I actually haven't achieved in maybe 2 years, but was the usual pace, was like a video a month-ish.
Yeah, that's the ideal, right?
Yeah, that's the ideal for me. And so I just kind of fell out of that for a little bit. But I think I'm back in it, babe. I think I'm back in it, babe.
Hell yeah. I mean, how did going through that year, like, how do you make ends meet?
Well, I had Chuckle Sandwich.
That's true.
And then also the Barbie movie, like, it was making enough.
That's good.
And then I had four, like, I don't know. It's just like the videos just, I don't have a lot of overhead, you know, as a individual creator, so it's like as long as I have enough to, you know, buy groceries and maybe put a little in savings and keep the lights on, then I'm doing fine. You know, I don't really have like employees to pay and stuff.
And Chuckle Sandwich is that's a good point. That's a good point.
And Chuckle Sandwich was doing good, and we had an ad deal that year as well. And
nice.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. So then that's really fortunate that you were able to like kind of go through some stuff and like take a break.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of YouTube.
I have. I've dabbled.
You have dabbled. It's wild that, like, you started on such a different vein, but I guess that's not that weird. Like, you were a minor when you started. You were a minor when you first started YouTube. And
I was a minor when
I
started on
YouTube.
I was a minor in Minecraft a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
You were a minor age.
I was a minor of minor age for sure. Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like I like to think I was the first, I was within that first zone of YouTubers that watched YouTubers and then made YouTube videos, you know? Because like 2009 was when I first started like posting little animations, but then 2011 was when I was like, I'm gonna make a video for the intentional purpose of making a video.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only, what, 5 or 6 years after YouTube really got going.
I mean, YouTube's been around since 2005. So that's, yeah, I guess 6 years. That's a long time, though.
Because there was the OGs, which was, like, very much so, like 200,000 views gets you on the news. And
yeah,
like,
oh, my gosh.
And then, like, so there was that era.
Yeah.
You know, Numa Numa,
but that was even on E-Bombs World. Remember E-Bombs World?
I never really was on E-Bombs World.
That was like, I think I would get in trouble if I was caught on E-Bombs World. It was a scary website. It was
really?
Like, there was no moderation.
Yeah, and then I feel like the Grace Helbig era was more like, that was like the initial like real big rise of like individual creator kind of stuff.
Like creating your own brand.
Yeah, like DIY, you know, cinnamon challenge. We're going to do a 7-minute video and we're going to sit here. Maybe five.
Less than that.
Really? Like four?
I remember I remember I was uploading back then and like 3 minutes and 14 seconds felt long to me.
Really?
Yeah. But that was like, you know, back then videos were short, dude. Like nowadays people are uploading 8-hour documentaries.
Yeah.
But so
yeah, my recent video that I posted that is now not very recent as the posting of this episode, like I went into it being like, mostly because I just had like a short amount of time to get it done for an ad, but I was like, I'm going to make this 17 minutes long. It's a 32 minute long video. And it was like, as I'm writing, I'm like, oh, this is going to be way longer than I thought it would be. So I can't get videos to be short. You know?
Yeah, but isn't that good nowadays?
It is, but, you know, it's a punishment in the editing bay.
My God, yeah, dude. I have this video that I don't even know if will be out by the time this video is out. I recorded a video where I rank cider.
Oh, okay.
Like alcoholic cider. I love cider.
Really?
And I recorded for like 90 minutes. And I am so, I'm like, I just know that edit. Like, I want videos to be longer. But I just
half,
know that edit is gonna be
ain't that bad.
What do you watch? Like, what's the length of videos that you watch?
I mean, somewhere around there, I suppose. Like, I would say anywhere from 15 to 25 minute. You know, sometimes longer if it's like a cool concept, you know? Yeah, like, I think that when it's longer than 25 minutes, I start getting in my own head because I'm like, they're not going to care this long.
Really?
Like, there's no way they're going to be hanging out at this point in the video. You know what I mean?
I relate to that feeling. Do you feel like there's a point when you're making videos, like, in your edit that you're just like, I'm over this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The point that happens is, like, when I've done everything that – when I've already done everything that's fun – mm-hmm. And I'm at the point where I'm just putting in like
technical stuff.
I'm doing like technical stuff, like putting in music that just to like, because I feel like there's some sort of silence in that I need to fill with like a tune or I don't know. It really depends. Like, I think that if there's like a particular video that I'm really excited about the whole length of, then it's like nothing about it is like a problem. It usually just comes down to misery in, like that corresponds with like a deadline.
Yeah, that sucks.
Deadline
I hate that
misery. But if I have like infinite time, then I'm just like having a blast. I'm making it good. And it's a breeze, you know?
When you think back on YouTubers that you watched in the beginning that impacted how you wanted to make videos, do you feel like watching them, you never were like, I'm bored at this point? You like, you know what I mean? Like, thinking about the YouTubers that you like and how could anybody think of their videos like that? You know what I mean? Like, who are some YouTubers that really stuck with you when you were younger?
Because it's weird because the stuff that I watched when I was younger is not really the content that I make now at the same time.
To a degree. I mean, because when we were talking, you mentioned a YouTuber that I feel is like totally
emulated right
now.
Yeah, thanks for the tea up there. I appreciate
that's
that.
Okay.
I had seen several videos from Olin Rogers.
Yes.
And he had shown me he had shown me the truth. No. I had just seen his like story time videos because he kind of came from an era of that. It was maybe a season 3 thing right there.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the story
time
videos, that's almost like a, you know, because nobody makes, you know, maybe I'm tooting my own horn here and I could be, but I feel like when I released the edible story video in 2020, that's pretty late to be releasing in the timeline of YouTube. That's pretty late to be releasing a story video and have it do modicum of numbers.
Yeah.
You know, because like,
people don't really do like a sit down story time anymore. Now they just launch an entire podcast series.
Or they're doing something for the sake of a video as opposed to something happening to them and then making
about
a video
it later.
About it. Yeah, I just don't really, I don't know. I can't think off of my head of many like story videos that are like.
Yeah, I did some storytelling videos in like 2015, 2016 era.
Yeah.
Definitely a time capsule.
Yeah. I mean, and at the same time though, like the edible story was really the only like, I tried to do another one later on that was just like about, I forget even what it was about. Well, actually, I have like 4 story videos on my channel. 2 of them are from when I went to this weird religious thrift shop in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But since the edible video, I haven't really found like a story that I've ever, that's something that's ever happened to me of that level that is like worth telling, you know?
Right. But Olin Rogers kind of gave you the tools on how to tell it.
Well, yeah. Cause I mean, I saw him when I was much younger. I was still in like high school when I saw his videos.
Yeah.
Or maybe even younger. And, you know, I think that his delivery and just his general vibe is somewhat, I think, similar to how my soul operates, you know, and just, you
he's
know.
Funny. I knew him from Balloon Shop, and he has an energy to him and, like, a delivery that's, like, I just want to call it, like, epic. It does feel very, like, it's almost like Jack Black coded. Like, that era, there was a lot of, like, sketch groups on YouTube. Like, Lonely Island was on YouTube before they were what they are now. Balloon Shop and Smosh, of course. Did you watch Smosh when you were younger?
Like a little bit.
Okay.
It was one of those things where, you know, back then Smosh was such an institution, you know?
Back then? Meaning when?
Back then, dude.
An institution?
An institution. You know, you couldn't be on the internet without seeing a couple of Smosh videos here and there.
That's true. YouTube did love them.
Since the beginning, really.
I think they were the first to hit 1 million.
Subscribers?
I think so.
Really?
Maybe. I can't remember.
I thought that was Fred.
Was it Fred? I actually don't know. Let's see if we can figure that out. But it was a very different time.
It is funny how the creator of Fred is still alive.
And he's killing it. He's doing different stuff now.
Yeah, I know.
Lucas?
Yeah, but it is, in a way, Lucas is alive. But it does feel like Fred was an entirely different person that is now possibly dead.
But do you what do you think about, your Milkman character? Is he dead?
I mean, in terms of if there's going to be more Milkman videos, yeah, totally. Because I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
You were doing Man on the Street.
Which is huge now. Is it really?
Man on the Street. I feel like not whether I like it or not.
I think that the type of Man on the Street they're doing is different than mine was sort of absurdist in its. Like, that was more of, inspired by, the crap that, Eric Andre was doing on the streets.
Yeah, and that's a
was,
good...
Was
that's
sort
a
of,
good.
Like, because the initial thing was just, I'm going around handing out milk to drunk college students.
Drunk?
And I'm not getting release forms.
Well, let's go back. I'm going to show you a balloon shot video because okay. I think this is important for your building blocks of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Whips.
Dude, that's not even funny, dude. Heads are out. Seriously.
Not on my watch, boss.
Dude. Ow. I'm not playing. That freaking hurt.
You better get out of here right now.
And that's a whole skit.
That's the whole skit? He's, Olin... The way that he says freaking.
Freaking ow, dude.
Dude, that freaking stop.
That was perfect.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a tone to his voice, though, that I could never imitate that. You know, it's like.
No, you created your own sauce.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't
love
say
sauce.
It was a good sauce.
Oh.
Just kidding. It is.
I've been tricked. I've been deceived.
So you were doing Minecraft, which I played a lot of Minecraft in my day. Did you play it for fun or only for videos?
I've definitely played it for fun. I didn't have a means to play Minecraft initially. I only had my Xbox 360.
Yeah, I was an Xbox kid too.
So then I played Total Miner.
Guys, what's up? This is Total Miner 16. This is my first video on YouTube.
Total Miner.
I don't know if that still exists on the Xbox 360.
It's probably gone. What else did you play? Did you ever play Halo? Were you a Halo
yeah,
boy?
Yeah, I played Halo.
So did you watch Red versus Blue?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of Red versus Blue. It's funny. I feel like there were so many things that I did watch, but I never really kept up with anything to completion, which maybe just is more of an indication of my issues as a child.
No, I think that that's normal.
In terms of my focus.
Well, I mean, I guess I can't say, I was going to say that's normal because that's what I did too, but I'm very loosely diagnosed with ADHD as well.
Yeah.
So I can't say, but I feel like that was what YouTube was, where it was like you didn't really commit to one creator or one thing. You just kind of popped around.
I remember that I have a specific memory of when I first heard about YouTube, though.
Really?
Yeah, I know when I first heard about it because someone was like, it was in elementary school. I remember they were like, you got to go on YouTube, the website YouTube. And I was like, whoa.
And
I didn't ask how to spell it. So I put in the letter U and then tube. And it was like, not YouTube.
Not YouTube.
It was not YouTube. It was a fully different website that was like, I don't even know what it was, but it was not YouTube. And then that delayed me for several months on figuring out what YouTube was.
Oh, no. You accidentally searched lemonparty.com.
Oh, I'll tell you what I watched the crap out of was the freak out videos.
Oh, my God, Ted. We have to talk about Greatest Freak Out.
I was such a big fan of freak out videos when I was a kid because I just loved being like, those people, they're so what they're doing is so wrong.
Okay, so anybody you know,
I'd be like,
watch-
this kid is ridiculous. Oh, he's freaking out.
It's literally there's the famous video that like a lot of people know about where it's like this kid is so upset and throwing a tantrum that he takes a TV remote and shoves it up where the sun don't shine externally.
He doesn't get it all the way.
Nothing. Like he's mad.
Yeah.
And this one video was super viral, but it wasn't the only one they released.
He teeters on the concept of sticking it up his ass.
Yeah, he kind of pushes it up out of rage. Like, you know when you're just so mad that you don't know what to do with yourself? It seemed like that moment.
And there's got to be, for 15 years ago, you know, what was that, 2006, I guess.
Yeah, dude, their YouTube channel is called Waffle Pwn.
Waffle Pwn. That is it is a millennial username.
Yes.
That is the most Waffle millennial Pwn? Username.
Might as well be Charlie the Unicorn.
Waffle Pwn. I can has cheeseburger?
Literally, me and my siblings quote it to this day of this one thing that he goes, I don't care about it. Like
is this the one where the dad puts all of his video games through a lawnmower?
I don't know.
This is
the only greatest freak out channel that I knew about. And I think they've been uploading since 4 months ago?
Wait. Latest? Sort by latest.
Go to latest. Yeah. There's some 10 months ago. Greatest freak out ever. 49.
Well, let's look.
Let's watch it. Yeah.
Let's see how things have gone in the last 15 years.
Okay. So a fan of our live stream sent Steven a samurai sword and now he thinks he's a samurai.
It's the same format.
Yeah, full HD.
Dude,
too.
What are you doing?
What's up? Wow. Notice what you say. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm doing something. I'm doing something. Maybe you should try that instead of filming like a voyeur.
Yeah, go to the freak out part.
Like in views, yeah.
Hit me, come on.
Bro, this isn't a video game.
Hit me.
Dude, you
did that on purpose.
You lean your hip into the apple.
Oh yeah,
bro, you like lean your freaking hip into the apple.
Yeah, absolutely.
10 months ago is crazy.
Yeah, his hair is crazy too.
I watched these guys. They would upload like maybe once every 2 weeks or once a month. It was the younger brother and this, and I was so locked in that it was real, but then someone exposed
they
were fake. These are fake. That one, that last one was fake. Come on. There was someone that exposed that they had a second take of one of the greatest freakout videos.
I don't know. I feel like this is pretty real.
I mean,
I feel like I would have figured that out when I was in sixth grade if it was not real.
I think someone should
I made
do a
that decision 15 years
this.
Ago that these videos are real and there is nothing that you can do to change
to
that fact.
They're real to you and that's okay.
It's real to me.
Someone needs to do a deep dive video essay on the greatest freakout videos. When I'm telling you, that is a deep cavity in my brain.
Yeah. And it was so satisfying.
Yeah,
there was just there was a magic to it where it was like, can you believe people are like this?
Oh, see, for me, it's like, yes, this is like home for me. This is cathartic. Kids be freaking out in my household.
Your home was in the greatest freakouts?
Basically.
So what sort of upbringing did you have?
Chaotic, to say the least.
Maybe somewhat freaking out of the greatest kind?
Yeah, when you have six other siblings and...
Wow, so you were just like, you would watch these to be like... If you were homesick, you just want to remind yourself of what the energy was.
These videos, I related to the kid filming because I loved filming people, obviously, but he's always like the nice kid who's filming their like enraged sibling. You have a sibling? Only one sibling or multiple?
I have just one sibling.
You have one sibling? Your
one
sister?
Left.
One left? Were they moved a little bit to the left?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there could have been others that I've just never been aware of, but I got one left. I had one.
Had one.
I have one.
Have one.
And I've got one left.
Did you guys watch videos together?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm like, I need to like go to a hypnotist or something and like get all my memories down on paper or something. Because I'm like, I'm thinking about this and I'm like, do you ever have that moment where you're like, oh, there's portions of my childhood that I'm like, I am only doing, I'm doing the remembering the memory thing now, and it's like becoming foggier.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
You know, and I'm sure that's happening to you, you know, given that you're turning 30 and all.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that before we were filming this episode. I'm about to turn 30.
Given that
and
you're about to die of old age.
I'm about to pass away. That's what they say. No, I have a lot of feelings about it, but, you know, I relate to the memory thing, especially with how TikTok and stuff makes your brain like reset. Like every 10 seconds now, it's just like if our attention spans are not what they normally are.
I'll tell you what, though. I've been getting better at pulling away from TikTok, I think.
There seems to be a new wave of this. I think that's really good.
Like it used to be a thing when you know, I was maybe a couple of years ago where I was getting hit with the you've been scrolling for a while warning. Like,
oh, my God.
I was getting hit with that like maybe every other day. But now it happened to me the other day, and I was like, whoa. Because I don't think that hits you until you've been going for at least an hour and a half.
I think it's about, it's a little over an hour.
Yeah, it's like where they're like, bro.
It used to be like 4 hours, and then you get hit. And that was in the pandemic. They were like giving us a little more slack, letting us scroll a little extra long.
Yeah, and it's not like they stop you either. It's just more like a person coming and be like,
I know it's easy to keep watching videos.
Yeah, I don't really like the holistic approach that they're taking with it, though. I feel like they could be like, it could just be like a guy being like, dude, what are you doing?
We
get up.
Girl, get up.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people in your friend circle who kind of make similar videos to you, but you have your voice. Like you, I feel like you've found your specific voice and pacing that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like compare yourself to other creators or like to your friends' content really?
I think I'll begin to. Like, I'll have, like, the beginning of a thought, and then I'll be like, no, that's weird. You shouldn't, like, because that's bad for the brain, right? To compare, like, comparison's the enemy of happiness, I think is the quote.
Comparison is the enemy of happiness?
Or something like that. Am I close at all here?
Who
comparison
said that?
Comparison is the enemy of fun, or joy, there's the word, fun.
Comparison
is the enemy of fun. What an unsophisticated word.
It's the enemy of fun.
Enemy of joy, yeah. And because it kind of is. Like, you don't want to, like, and also, you know, I don't know. I think I've, in terms of, like, maybe, like, numbers, maybe I have in the past where I'm like, I'll put a lot of work into something and then I'll just be bummed it's not performing and I'll.
Mm-hmm. But that's so much of that is like not in your control.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, these are all things that like you just deal with as a YouTuber and then it's just like you kind of just have to like snap yourself out of it, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's good. And like that group of YouTubers, like you guys are all just so nice. And I feel like when I've gotten to like see you guys at events and stuff, it's always such a welcoming place where I feel like you guys aren't like worried about stepping on each other's toes or.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the time it's just like we're talking about, you know, what we got cooking for an idea or something. And so I feel like it's primarily like just like a more of a supportive kind of thing where it's like, oh, I got this idea. What do you think about it? And then it'll be like, oh yeah, that's a cool idea. And like that kind of conversation more so than, I don't know. I don't think it's like super like competitive in any capacity.
Good. Do you guys send each other TikToks? Do you guys have like little group chats?
I sent Jarvis a reel like yesterday. That
a
was,
reel?
Yeah.
You look at
you lost reels? Me again.
Dad, you watch reels? Am I the bad take here?
Yeah. Reels are good now, dude.
I don't want reels are good now. Okay,
yeah.
Now you lost me. And my lamp.
Reels are good. Like there's good reels out there. I feel like there's good reels out there. Okay. I sent Jarvis a RuneScape related thing.
Okay,
RuneScape. And was just like, I was trying to give him some information and he already knew about it. But I was like, I saw a RuneScape thing and I was like, I gotta send it to Jarvis.
I love that you guys talk about RuneScape and like magic and stuff.
And then I'll sometimes send like honestly, I'm sending more reels than I'm sending TikToks, honestly.
Ted, reels?
Because I'm on Instagram, and also shit will show up on Instagram. I'm on Instagram more than I'm on TikTok. What the f*** is your deal, dude?
I just only see memes about how reels feels like you walked into a weird club, and everyone's weird. Like,
I think that's maybe why I like it.
Honestly, that makes sense. Are you on there ironically?
No, I'm on there ironically.
Ironically?
I'm on there ironically.
Okay, maybe I, okay. I will say I did find a Reels creator recently that blew my mind.
Oh! But well, isn't that convenient after I just got blasted?
Ted, I'm an open-minded person, okay? Listen.
That's
listen.
Not the vibe I've been getting.
I just started to pivot and turn back towards you by building a bridge and talking about an Instagram Reels creator who has the biggest
you're
butt
so toxic.
On the planet. Hey, I am not.
You're such a toxic personality. Do you know that, Courtney?
Oh, my God. My little brother.
You're just
turn
so.
On me once again.
You're just so toxic. You just a.
Okay,
you're just
I
a cloud of poison gas in the room.
People need to post in the comments what their thoughts are on Reels and what their ideal platform is.
I'll tell you what, the people in the comments for Reels are they're nasty.
Oh,
they're mean.
Nasty?
They're mean.
Oh, you don't like the Reels community.
Well, no, I don't have to be a watcher of Reels and suddenly like the Reels community. Cause there was this one, I remember there was this one creator and it was this woman who was like running a coffee shop and just like they were just doing their thing. They were running a coffee shop and they were maybe like, you know, maybe a little bit dorky in their production of the videos and stuff, but they were like a fully innocent person. And you would see like comments where it would just be like, hate from Australia.
Oh, I do feel
like the comment read hate from Australia.
And did it have a lot of likes?
Oh, top comment.
Oh my God. See, I do think Reels comments are meaner. Mm-hmm. And I feel like TikTok people have more of a sense of humor in the comments. And like, it's all about having the funniest top comment, not the meanest. My God.
Yeah. So there was like a year or so ago. I feel like Reels have gotten better recently, which is crazy because it's like, man, that motherfucking Zuck, he just really manages to get everything under his little cloak.
Yeah.
His little Zuck cloak.
I feel like it's gotten bad. I used to be so anti-TikTok when it first came out, and then I really came to appreciate how intelligent their algorithm did get, and it actually was a good algorithm for a while. And then just since this whole like, is it shutting down, isn't it shutting down, it got weird again.
Well, yeah, I mean, they made a f-ing public poster like, thank you to President Trump for saving TikTok for all the world. And it was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
it was like,
and then it
thanks to all the efforts of Mr. Trump, our president.
I know.
Thank you so much, Mr. Trump. You're the best. I love you, Mr. Trump. You're the favorite president we've ever had. Like, it was like weird simpiness.
It was weird. It was weird.
It was weird.
If TikTok disappeared tomorrow, how would you feel?
No, I don't know. I think what was funny is that when TikTok was first going down, it was like, that's not my main moneymaker in any capacity. I don't think I've made a dime off of TikTok, actually. I'm not even in, like, the creator fund or anything like that. But then I realized, as a commentary YouTuber, it was like my feeding grounds were gone.
Your feeding grounds. Oh, like,
you
content
know?
For you to
yeah,
take
well,
and
yeah,
have
you know,
to
like,
say.
Like, cringy stuff I could... But, like, the potential of you commentating on something was going away, which
One
was interesting.
Platform.
You know, and I don't even... It's been a while since I've made something about TikTok specifically, but it was like, you know, it is a big part of like the creator world community now. So it's like, that would be a loss, I think.
Yeah, I think that of course, but like for you personally, so you're saying like, yeah, it would be like less stuff for you to be able to take in every day.
Yeah, I'm still pissed that they haven't verified me on TikTok though.
Am I verified on TikTok?
I think TikTok's so weird about it because it doesn't really make sense.
Because you have to apply to be verified in a lot of those, and they need to like send like 5 articles about yourself.
Yeah.
To try and get it. I don't even know how I got verified. I think I got verified on my birthday on Vine, and then that by proxy made me verified
on Twitter.
I didn't
know they had verification on Vine.
They did have a little Vine badge, and then if you got verified on Vine, it made you verified on Twitter because Twitter owned Vine. Mm. That was my first time being verified, and then I was able to use that to get Instagram verified.
I don't know how, like, because I was in high school when Vine was, like, a thing at all. I don't even think I had an iPhone when Vine was, like, a big thing. I was using Vine on my iPod Touch.
Aww.
And, like, back then, I didn't even know who I was. It's kind of crazy that there are kids who are, like, 16 and they're you know, blowing up on the internet, and they're like full on content creators making content, and I'm like, I didn't even know what my opinion was on anything.
Yeah.
And like what was even funny back then when I was 15 or 16 or something.
Wow. I felt like I mean, we got such access to an internet that is different from now, but when we were really young, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, I don't know, I developed a sense of humor pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Just took you a little bit. That's okay, bud.
Whoa.
I didn't get to talk about a lot of things I wanted to talk to you.
I'm sorry. I may have I think I threw things off a little bit, did I?
No, we had fun, and I think you need to come back is the thing.
Should I?
I think you should.
Okay, I'm
down.
Let
us know in the comments if you think Ted should come back. We're like, Ted, please come back.
I'll come back.
And please, hey, let's not fight.
Well, I don't know.
I will watch more of these rock history videos.
I'll show you one right after we cut, dude.
Okay.
A boulder came in and crushed his body.
Oh God! How do they know that? How do they know that that happened to a person? Like how do like they detectives. Have to have fossilized evidence or like
detectives?
Okay, rock detectives.
Guys with the magnifying glass.
Well, thanks for making a video with me today.
Yeah,
Ted.
Thanks for having me on.
I love talking all kinds of shit with you. Thanks for showing me your For You page. Hope you enjoyed my videos.
I did.
And we love having you over here on Smosh. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. If you could put your life into one tweet or one Instagram bio, what would it even be?
One life into one tweet Instagram bio. Rubbing on my tum. Let's hit the road.
Okay. All right, we're going to put that on your tombstone.
Rub it on my tongue. Let's hit the road.
And a rock hits him and squishes him.